The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, our focus is always going to be on the birth of Jesus. On Christmas Day, we welcome Jesus, the Son of God, who at the right time was born into a human family. Mary and Joseph were chosen by God to be his human parents and his family on earth. And for centuries afterwards, the church has celebrated the feast of the Holy Family of Nazareth on the first Sunday after Christmas. So today, our devotion, as well as on Jesus, moves towards Mary and Joseph. Like any other family, the Holy Family is a special group. They're a unit, and so they belong together. And we all belong to families. We get our life, our DNA, our surname, our history, our identity, and our heritage from our ancestors and from our parents. Of course, in today's world, families come in many shapes and sizes. There are blood families, adopted families, foster families, step families, single parent families, and so many more. Some can be nuclear, some can be extended in numbers. We don't choose our parents and our families. We're born to people who have to learn how to be parents. They may be loving, good, generous, and caring people, or they can be immature, inexperienced. They can be limited, inadequate, or sometimes downright selfish. But our parents and our wider families shape our lives, and they also influence the paths we take in life. Children who happen to be born and live in unstable or chaotic families can suffer and sometimes become victims, bearing physical and emotional scars for years. So a lot depends on the quality and the cooperation and the influence of the people around us. We pay respect to our parents, and if we happen to be parents ourselves or even carers, we should treat our offspring with love, care, respect, and generosity. Sometimes we even learn from the mistakes our parents may have made, and that influences our own parenting and the care that we show to others. In our call to live out lives as family, we follow God's command, who wanted Jesus to be part of a human family of Mary and Joseph. Jesus didn't suddenly appear. He had to grow up in a family. He grew up and he developed his physical and also his spiritual identity with the love and the help of his family. They would have brought him up in his Jewish faith. He would have learned what it was like to be a child moving into being a grumpy teenager. So that means that families are crucial in teaching one another life skills. Families shape the values and the identities of children. And so, of course, Jesus, like all other children, learned to speak, walk, play, love, serve, and pray with the help of Mary and Joseph, but also the wider community as well. Families, whether they're nuclear or extended, are building blocks of society. Family can also be called a domestic church or the church at home, where values, beliefs, traditions become practiced and taught. And the church at home takes on many forms. The way we treat each other reflects the universal church. We're called to be a community of believers where everyone is a brother and sister in Jesus. And we work together for the bringing about of God's kingdom by living together, by praying together. Sometimes that goes as far as tolerating one another. And through that, we learn to share and care for each other, but also help those who need it. We also have to remember that family life can go beyond our own small boundaries as well. If we're part of a family with one another, we're also part of God's family as well. And just as Jesus received care and compassion from Mary and Joseph, so too we've got to reflect that both in our lives, but also to those around us as well. Looking out for those who are in danger and supporting them. And we remember at this time of year that many families can be separated as well. And so we should be acknowledging those who are not with us at this time, remembering and celebrating them. But also reflecting on our wider family as well, perhaps those we don't necessarily keep in touch with too much. And in that gospel reading, it seems as though God speaks to Joseph very much through dreams. That's how the angel communicated with him, it seems. And Joseph was a man called to be on a mission. He had to take Mary and indeed everything he owned and became a person very much on a journey, going into places that weren't the natural home for the family, mixing with people who weren't from their own racial background, learning to be a part of different societies until they were called on once again to move on to a different place of relative safety. So as Jesus grew up in that family unit, he would also have been growing up with the knowledge that he was part of different societies, where people may have spoken different languages and may have followed different traditions. That taught him and should teach us as well that we're required to be tolerant. We're only called to live on earth for a short while, but while on earth, we are called to live in community with other people. If God knew firsthand what it was to be homeless and to be a refugee, we should learn that as well, to develop a more tolerant society where the stranger, the orphan, and the widow are welcomed. Because we too, like the rest of the human family, are part of the global human race. Even if we can't always tolerate people, we're called to love them. We're called to care, and we're called to worry. We're called to take care of the greatest, but also the least in our midst. And remember that every life is precious. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.